Hey, I wanted to jump in here and let you know that we have an introductory pricing going on right now up until May 18th. And what this is I have taken my courses and combined them all into a Move Better bundle. So you're going to be working on your feet, you're going to be working on your posture, and you're going to be working on your core, pelvic floor, all of those things. And you can save big right now. I am selling this for 50% off. So head to movingthroughmidlife.com, click on the Work With Me link. It is the Moving Through Midlife program, your Move Better bundle, where you can start working on feeling better in your body. You also then get access to workouts, recipe guides, live sessions with me and live classes with me throughout the month. So head to movingthroughmidlife.com, click on the Move With Me link, enter intro, and that will give you 50% off. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome to Raising Healthy Humans, a podcast created for busy moms, where you can easily find info on health and wellness for your family. Join Courtney, a health coach, movement and posture specialist, and founder of FormFit, an active and supportive community where she helps busy moms move more. Here on Raising Healthy Humans podcast, she shares personal life experiences, training, knowledge, and conversations with other health and wellness experts so you can raise healthy humans.
Today, I want to provide you with three tips to help you and your children eat the rainbow. Eating the rainbow of colors is a great way to ensure that you are getting all of the essential vitamins and minerals that your body needs. You are looking for a variety of colorful fruits and vegetables that will provide your body with the antioxidants, the fiber, and the phytonutrients that your body needs. There are different fruits and different colors that provide different minerals and nutrients. So, example, red fruits and vegetables like tomatoes, red peppers, and strawberries, they are rich in lycopene, which can help to protect against certain types of cancer. Yellow and orange vegetables such as carrots, squash, and sweet potatoes are high in beta carotene, which can reduce the risk of developing macular degeneration and cataracts. Green vegetables like spinach, kale, and broccoli are high in vitamin A, C, and K, and they also contain important minerals like iron and calcium. Finally, blue and purple fruits and vegetables, such as blueberries, blackberries, and eggplant, are packed with antioxidants that can help protect against free radical damage, think oxidative stress. And they also contain compounds like anthocyanins that can help improve heart health. Eating all of the color of rainbows rather than just picking one or two is a delicious and nutritious way to make sure that your body is getting all the vitamins and minerals it needs to stay healthy. One thing that I like to do with my family, especially when my kids were younger, was I would create a little rainbow chart for them. And if you're interested, I will actually put a link in the description where you can download that if you're interested. But it was something I could put on the refrigerator, and then I think it was through, maybe it was daily, they could just mark which color they had eaten for the day. The other thing that you may have heard through past podcast episodes that we have done is making sure to vary not only the color, but the fruit that you're choosing. So I know it's really difficult, especially when your children are younger. They get into these habits where they only want one kind of, like my kids loved strawberries. So it was always, I want strawberries. Every day I'm buying them strawberries. And it didn't provide for other types of red fruits or vegetables for them. So I would recommend trying to vary not only the colors throughout the days, but also vary the fruits and vegetables throughout the weeks. So, you know, focusing on like maybe this week we're going to have strawberries for our red, but then next week we're going to move to red peppers for our red, so that they're getting a variation of minerals, because our body needs so many different minerals and nutrients. And the goal is to get them in the most natural state possible. So preferably not through a vitamin, not saying that vitamins aren't good and that your children shouldn't have vitamins. That's not what I'm saying. But we want to have those vitamins in their natural state, because our body knows how to use them effectively, and therefore we're not getting overdosing on any certain things. You know, if you have too much vitamin C, you're just going to pee it out. If you're going, you know, if you're eating things naturally, your body will determine what it needs to do with it, and then it gets rid of the rest. And it's just, it's the safest way and it's the best way to go about getting all the nutrients that you need. And then if you need to supplement, obviously at that point, you would need to speak to your doctor about that. So three things that I would recommend you do is, one, to involve them in the process. Invite them to help you at the grocery store, picking out the different fruit and vegetables. It really, especially when they're younger, this is fun for them. This is something they want to do and enjoy doing. And you can say, it's a great way to interact them as well on, like, if they're younger, where they're working on their colors, where you can say, go find something orange and bring it back, and we'll use that in our meals this week, or something like that. So they could then go grab carrots or orange peppers or oranges, and then you can look for different ways to incorporate that into your meals or snacks. You want to talk to them about the various colors and their benefits, so they start to understand at a young age why they want to eat this. We want to eat these carrots because they're really good for our eyes. I mean, I know many of us have said those types of things. So that's important. So they make that connection, especially as they get older. They understand not just, ugh, I got to eat my fruits and vegetables. They're understanding why. What is this helping with? You can also get creative with the presentation of the foods. Cutting fruit into shapes or arranging in a rainbow design is always a fun one. I know my friend had a little stamper that she would, like, for shamrocks or Valentine's Day, she would have little hearts, and she would cut her carrots and her strawberries into hearts. So little things like that can make it more fun. And you can look that stuff up on Pinterest. There's a ton of ideas. Do you have to do that? No, no. Do not make this hard on yourself. But if you're looking for ways to change it up, you can do that. The second thing that I recommend you do is to make sure that you always keep healthy snacks on hand. This past summer, we had gotten through this phase where the kids were not eating the fruits and vegetables. You know, all of my kids are older now, so they were going into the pantry on their own, doing their, you know, grabbing whatever was in there, or complaining that there was no food in the house and telling Big Brother to go grab them food from the grocery store. So I remembered that when they were younger, I used to wash all the fruits and vegetables, and I'd have them in the little glass containers that I have, and I'd have them on hand for them all the time. And as they've gotten older, I've stopped doing that because, you know, they can cut it, they can wash it, but I realized that becomes very difficult at that point for them to want to wash and cut their fruit or vegetables. So I went one day. I had purchased groceries. For some of you that follow me, you probably saw that I had posted about it. I washed everything. I cleaned it up. I cut everything up. It was all gone within a day. I was like, oh, this is the problem. It has nothing to do with the fact that my kids just have striked and not eating fruits and vegetables anymore. It's more about them just, it wasn't convenient. I mean, here, you know, I say this all the time. You hear it all the time from different people. Convenience is key. And I wasn't actually implementing it in my own household. So if that's something that you have maybe gotten to where you're not doing as much, I would encourage you to go back, start doing that again, leave things out on the countertop for them. Even if it's just something that you pull out right when they get home from school, that they see it before anything else, they see that, oh, you know, there's a bowl of strawberries, cut strawberries. They will most likely go to that first. They, you know, it's again with convenience, it's whatever's right there. So if they're hungry when they come home from school and you've got a healthy option sitting out, they're going to be likely to grab that option. So that would be the second thing I would recommend you do. And then the last thing is make meals and snacks more fun by incorporating the colors of the rainbow. Get creative with your recipes and create dishes like rainbow stir fry, colorful smoothies, or fruit pizzas. You can transform regular snacks like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with rainbow toppings, or make veggie pack sandwiches with colored fillings, with colorful fillings, sorry. There's a broccoli slaw wrap that I have in one of my meal plans that I love to eat, and my kids love to eat it as well. It's just like broccoli slaw with a little slaw type dressing that we create. And then you can add turkey or whatever sandwich meat you have on hand, and then add the broccoli slaw and wrap it up. And it makes it fun and different, more colorful for them to enjoy. By making meals and snacks fun, you are helping your children learn to enjoy eating the colors of the rainbow. So, some other ideas for you. Also, remember, if you've listened to my episode 93, The Importance of Protein, you will have heard me talk about how it's important to make sure that you're adding protein in with your fruits and vegetables and things like that. So it's always nice to have something to go with it. So ideas here would be like green or red apple slices with peanut butter, strawberries with Greek yogurt dip, carrots and hummus, celery with either peanut butter or even cream cheese, orange slices with some pistachios, red bell pepper slices with guacamole, blueberries with coconut yogurt. I can keep going. If you're still looking for ideas, rainbow fruit kebabs with different fruits like banana, pineapple, and watermelon. You can add a little chunk of cheese in between those to add that protein. Obviously, watermelon and feta is amazing. Purple grape, yellow bell pepper slices with a dip. I'm trying to think what kind of dip I would do, like a green goddess dip or something like that. All of these things are going to help them get more color in. If you are really struggling to get your children to eat their fruits and vegetables, you can supplement with some great fruit and vegetable powders. There are many green powders that you can add to water to help them get more greens into their diet. There are also gummies and encapsulated powders that work well and will allow your children over time, because once they start eating those things, it changes the gut microbiome and will allow them to start kind of craving things. So they'll start to crave the fruits and vegetables because they're feeding the good bugs with those supplements. And they will start to enjoy it more, which in turn helps them to crave more of these foods. So if you are interested in things like that, if you'd like to hear my recommendations, I'm happy to help recommend. I will also add a link in the description of what my family and I have used since 2011, something that we love. But there are many different things out there that you can use and try and just see what is it that your children like. Maybe they like something, a powder thrown into a smoothie. Maybe they prefer to chew on gummies. Maybe they're older and would prefer to just take it like a pill. Whatever, those are some options for you. So I hope this information was helpful. And feel free to join us over in our Moms Raising Healthy Humans community to learn more.
Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast. We hope you found this information valuable and can incorporate it into your family's life. Make sure to check out our show notes for all the important links available. Come join us on Facebook at Moms Raising Healthy Humans community page. Also, please check out our wide range of memberships, family monthly focus ideas, challenges, live events, and on-demand and live workouts, meal plans, and so much more. Head to formfitonline.com. And as always, keep moving.